Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To thecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend David Dossi back on the show. David is a long time, coming up on 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Partner at Gallagher & Dossi, a registered professional engineer and an intellectual property attorney. We used to call them patent attorneys, but now they got this fancy name. It's more appropriate, by the way, folks, because this is what we're, this is the world we live in, the intellectual property world. David Dossi, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. You know, David, one of the things that I've been doing a lot of work on over the years, in fact, maybe the single topic of the top three topics that I've covered the most over the years, one of them is absolutely acquiring or selling a business. And here we are in the, you know, toward the, almost the end, we're almost like a fifth of the way through the 21st century. Baby boomers are, you know, the average age of baby boomers is probably 60 now, and the median age and so we got a lot of businesses, a lot of baby boomer businesses are going to be changing hands over the next few years. And we've talked so much over the years about making sure you get your financial house in order, you got your everything structured so that when somebody comes in to buy your business, you got your ducks in a row, et cetera, et cetera. And you want to talk today about making sure our IP is that way too, right?
Right. I'm always blown away when a small business owner calls and they're surprised. They're in the middle of trying to sell their business and they're getting requests from the other side, requests for information, and they feel confident they've got all their financials in order, their human resource records in order, and then they get to a request for information about intellectual property and they're stumped. And so they call me and I tell them, I said, my goodness, you know, you're selling this small business and whether it's on the low end of $250,000 or, you know, multi-millions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
When you buy a house, you hire a home inspector. You know, people are going to want to kick the tires and get all this information. How is this a surprise? And try to do that delicately. But, you've got to inspire confidence in a potential buyer so that they feel like you've got everything under control and they're not buying a huge mess.
Well, and as you've taught us over the years, David, they're liable to say, okay, you're using this trademark, this trade name here, this term. Show me why you think you have the right to use that without violating anybody. Right?
Sure,
you might ask that question.
That's one of the low-hanging fruit, actually. And I tell people it's just like when you're shopping for a car and you go, and the owner that has a nice binder that has all the service records organized,
mm-hmm.
you know, guess what? He's going to get more for his car than Joe Schmo down the street. And you're
right.
going to be willing to pay more because he's inspired that confidence in you that you say, oh, this person's on top of it. They've serviced their car. They keep these nice records. And that's, as a small business owner, what you need to be able to do with your intellectual property, even if you feel you're in a business where you have little to no intellectual property. And as we've discussed in the past, that's not true of any business, but
right.
even if you felt that way.
Well, yeah, and they're going to ask you about your trade secrets. You don't need to act like a deer in the headlights when they ask you. You need to know what they mean. You need to know what trade secrets you have. You need to come up with some if you don't have any, because that will increase the value of your business, right?
Sure. And the time to start doing this is not when you're looking to sell your business or you have someone knocking on your door asking these questions, because if you start this years in advance, you will definitely get a premium when you sell your small business. And as I've mentioned to you, there are all sorts of reasons to do that, but one of the primary reasons has to do with trademarks. And
right.
if you're selling a business and you can't demonstrate that you own the business name, then you're in trouble. And if you have registered your business name as a trademark, and have registered it at least 5 years ago, mm-hmm. then you can do what's called, you can obtain incontestability status, which has all sorts of benefits. And a potential owner or acquirer, if you can show that not only have you tried to protect your name, but it's also achieved incontestability status,
right.
well, guess what? They're going to pay more for that business mm-hmm. because there's an extra level of confidence. Now, to do that, obviously, you needed to start getting your IP book in order 5, 6, 7-plus years ago.
Right.
And so start thinking about it now, not when it's time to sell.
And so, folks, this is your schedule on getting your IP ready, your IP package ready to go so you can present that to a prospective buyer. When we come back, we're going to talk about flipping it around the other side of this. What are the due diligence issues? And there's one great story that we're going to get David to tell us that will blow you away. Somebody didn't pay attention to this, and it cost them a lot of money. And that's coming up right after the break. David Dossie and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.